It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we'd like to thank our sponsors, as always, SeatSitters.com and Artistry by Annette, where we both right now love our skin. And it's we both say it's because we've been going to Annette once a month for a hydrofacial. I highly recommend it. I feel like my skin is in the best condition it's been in years. And the hydrofacial, it's like they use nanotechnology, so there's no downtime. It's little tiny needles. I know that sounds terrible, but you really don't feel it.
No pain.
And no pain, no downtime. But their needles are so small that it really gets into your skin. And so all that good stuff, all the serums that she puts on, like when I went in before the wedding, she said, okay, today I'm going to do a brightening and a blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, you know what I need. You're the professional. And my skin did look great. For the wedding. Like, I'm so happy with all the pictures. You want to go in, meet Annette. She's going to help you figure out how to make your face the best it's ever been. 248-980-6235. And right now, all new clients get 20% off their first treatment. 248-980-6235. And as always, you can find all the information about her and our skin on our, on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com.
So, letting go, freeing up your life, minimizing.
Is that what we're talking about today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I keep trying to do it, and I am not any good at it. I'm honestly at the point where I'm thinking I'm going to have to hire a professional, but then I'm also like at the point where I don't want anybody to see what's there.
Right. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very cathartic once you do it. You know, once you, you know, get on the, like, I don't need this. And you keep letting go of stuff and donating or giving away. And it's, you sit there and you go, why did I think I needed all this stuff to begin with? And like more and more people are like, I find that people are saying it to me because I've talked about moving and I've talked about letting everything go. And they said, I'm literally disgusted with myself when I look at all the stuff I bought. Like I told you the other day, and I did this recently, and but now since I've moved, I literally don't want to buy anything. Because I don't want anything in the house anymore. Like nothing to take up space. I really want to be that person that can travel and they take a backpack and there's like, no, you know, they travel just with the backpack because they're, you know, those minimizers are called.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to like have nothing. And I mean, I can see where you know, it makes life easier because you're more organized. But I had told you recently that, you know, those paper face masks even that you put on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I used to do this. Now, that's the last thing I most recently did it with, which was not too long ago. But once I find something I like and it's like a face mask, for example, and they have all these different ones like 24 karat gold or heat or, you know, brightening or younger looking, whatever it is. I went and bought, like I looked in the drawer today. I just opened this drawer. I forgot I put them in there. There is literally, I probably have 25 of these masks and I haven't used one in probably 4 months. It's like, what did I do that? Why do I have to have everything? You know, I mean, Costco did me in when Costco started. I bought everything in bulk and I felt you would think I used to say to everyone, if there was like an atomic bomb or something that hit, many families could come to my house and live for months because I have more things than you could. I mean, I have, who needs 27 cans of black beans? Probably not a lot of people, but I have them if in case you need them.
Okay, that's funny. You are reminding me, one of my best friends moved to Long Island a couple years ago, and she lives out on part of it where the roads flood because they're right near, you know, the water.
Yeah.
And in bad weather, the roads can flood. So the city actually has like stuff set up because the children can get trapped at school for days on end. Mm-hmm. So they have all this stuff set up. And so she is never, like, they have water, they have a backup generator, they have all, but she can't ever not be prepared.
Right.
Because she doesn't know, you know, especially during those seasons where the water does come up over the road. And it's happened where she's been trapped in her house for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny because I'm not that way. I'm not really a collector. Like, I know people who are collectors. Usually when I buy something, though, it's to remind me of something or, it's something somebody gave me. And so I have a hard time getting rid of things for that reason, mm-hmm. because I feel like, oh, well, so-and-so gave this to me, or, oh, I got that on our trip to wherever. And yeah, I still enjoy the memories and I don't need that thing to remind me of it. I need to get over that, but mm-hmm. I don't know how.
I don't. So I have like a gigantic serving bowl that I probably have used twice in my life, but I got it for my wedding and I know who gave it to me. So I feel like I can't get rid of it. Or like this.
Did I give it to you?
No.
Okay.
No, I would totally know that before I'd say it.
Okay.
Or like this platter I you know, got for my birthday years ago. I haven't used it probably ever, and it's taking up space, but for some reason, because I know who gave it to me, I feel guilty giving it away.
Okay, I have a platter like that, and I have to tell you about it, because it was given to me by a very dear friend, and it's this beautiful glass, thick glass, and it looks like a fish. So I know it's one of those ones, like, it's one of those ones people would put out salmon or something on at a restaurant. Like, it's that gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I keep it because I love the friend and it's so cool looking.
Yeah.
But when am I ever going to serve that?
I know.
I don't serve brunch.
But you know, I think I'm going to give you advice that you normally give me about, like, I could see you giving me this advice.
Okay.
By giving this away, you'd probably bring joy to someone else who really would make use of that platter, or does, you know, entertain in a way that platter would make sense for what they do, or they serve fish all the time or whatever it might be. Like, you're bringing joy to someone else by giving it away.
You're right.
And
I just need to
totally
find somebody who serves salmon
a lot
all the time.
Right. So if anyone's listening and you serve salmon all the time,
seriously, message me, because it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, and that's also part of the reason is it's beautiful. And I do like having pretty things, mm-hmm. but and we displayed it for the longest time, like it was on a shelf so you could see it. But I'm like, I don't even have that much display. My kitchen's small. But I'm like, why am I hanging on to that? Why can't I let it go?
Well, here's something that happened to me yesterday. So always my husband and I are butting heads about this, because I always say, oh, I want to clean out that room in the basement. You know, I want to clean out the room. And then it'll take months. And then when he's like, all right, we're ready, now I'm like in fear. Like, no, I don't want you going down there. Because what he does is then he says, let's throw away everything.
Yes.
So he just starts throwing away everything, which causes me a lot of anxiety. And mm-hmm. I start saying, no, not that, not that. And then he starts saying, well, when are you going to use this? Oh, when was the last time you used that? Oh, you sure have used that coffee maker that serves coffee for 50 people a lot. You know, granted, I probably haven't, but who knows when I might have to serve coffee for 50 people. I don't know. That could happen. I mean, you host parties.
Exactly.
People like coffee. You know, I might do that. So, but yes, I know he's making sense. And I have like chafing dishes. And he'll say, why do you need all those chafing dishes? Well, I have had parties but chafing dishes aren't something you use every other month. I mean, they're like a grad party or a you know.
But why does he want to make you get rid of practical things?
Well, he probably doesn't see them as so practical. You know what I mean? Because we don't use them all the time. And they're taking up a lot of space.
Yeah, but you have space. Like, if you have a storage area dedicated to those things.
Yep.
Like, I'm talking about, it's funny, like my husband and I have very different philosophies about books, mm-hmm. and I'm the big reader. He reads a lot too, actually. He reads a lot, but he won't get rid of, like, he's got all the Tom Clancy books and
we just
Robert
did that
Ludlum.
Last year. I had to get rid of all of them,
and I'm like, why can I get rid of all these books? Like, I have what I consider the classics,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, Pride and Prejudice.
Right.
Like, and books I do reread.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's like, well, you know, somebody might reread, I might reread these, or somebody might read them. I'm like, no one's going to read those.
Yeah, like, right. Well, when I did it, it was like, I felt bad because I got rid of a lot of my son's books, all those books.
Oh.
But I asked him in advance, like, do you want to keep any? And he said, just like the Harry Potter ones. But,
mm-hmm.
And I gave him to the library. So I have to think that someone else is reading them and someone's, you know, getting joy out of reading that. And, you know, I'm not a big person to reread a book. Like, I won't reread a book. Like you said, you know, you read.
Oh, yeah,
read
I do.
But what I was going to say happened last night was, so we had, you know, you buy like those Mexican sets where it's like the got the tortilla warmer. Like if you've made tortillas, you can put them in there. And it's got like the proper, like the salsa fun bowl. And I was big into, I've got to get all the things if we eat sushi. I've got to get all the things when we eat Mexican. And then you really don't use them that often, right? So now I've been on this, like, you know, for a year now, I got to purge, throw away things that are hard for me to get rid of. If I haven't used them, I got to throw away. So last night, because it was Cinco de Mayo last night, well, we might be airing this at a different time, so maybe it was last month, but
yeah, it was recently.
Right. It was recently. It was. And he's like, do you have that tortilla warmer? And I said,
oh, yeah.
What are you at? He goes, you know, that thing we used to have. I said, are you going to do this right now? And he's like, what? I go, no, he goes, I didn't say we needed it. I didn't say you shouldn't have gotten rid of it. I just said, if we still have it, you know, I said, of course, with all the things you want me to get rid of, I'm going to keep a tortilla warmer. You know, I mean, how often did we use that? Except maybe on Cinco de Mayo.
Or a sitcom.
Right? Yeah, because you would have thought I gave away something of like, you know, like the way I acted was like, you know, he was going to be so mad that I gave away his tortilla warmer. But I was just irritated that once I'm in charge of throwing everything away and then, you know, the family, because we talked about this, we're in charge of all the mess for all the family, all the stuff, all the things that they might say, no, I still want that. I still use that. But we've got to be the bad guy and say, no, you haven't. We got to get rid of it, you know, because the kids aren't really going to want to do that if it's something they think they might use at some point in their life. Because look, it's taken me this long to realize if I don't use it on a more regular basis, I probably don't need it, taking up space in the house.
See, I have the opposite problem with my son. And my son is just, he's got a lot of stuff in his room just because people give him stuff. He doesn't even really buy a lot of stuff. But, you know, he gets gifts and he's got a lot of stuff in his room. Well, and he likes, you know, all the superhero movies. So there's some of that. But it's like he is not attached to anything. Like if I cleaned out his room today, he would go back in and go, oh, maybe where's something.
Right.
But doubtful.
Yeah.
Like, but he just wouldn't miss anything.
Right.
And so one of the things I did for my daughter was I kept every t-shirt that was important, like from her teams, from her skating clubs, from school things. And I kept all her t-shirts when she graduated from high school. I had it made into one of those t-shirt quilts.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've been doing the same for my son, of course. And he's, you know, he had baseball teams and he was fencing for a while and then all the school plays and some of his favorite superhero ones. Mm-hmm. And so I've kept all those in a bin. All these t-shirts I've been carefully keeping and curating for years. Like, did he love this one?
Right.
Or did he just, you know, was it just always at the top of the pile? Is that why you wore it? And so I said, hey, do you want, you know, your t-shirt quilt for graduation? You know? Nah, not really. You can toss those.
What?
Thank you. Thank you for that reaction. Because that was, I've been.
He's going to want that later in life, though.
I hope, because he's getting it.
Yeah, he's going to want that for sure.
But that is how he is.
Yeah.
Like, if you say to him, well, I remember before he was diagnosed with ADD, we didn't know what his deal was. He wasn't turning in work. He wasn't finishing work sometimes. Even if he did finish it, he wasn't turning it in. And I took everything out of his life. I made him quit every hobby because I'm like, obviously you're too distracted.
Right.
And at one point I took everything out of his room, everything. And I put him in his room for 2 hours and shut the door. And I said, work on your homework. That's all that was in his room was his homework. And when I opened the door 2 hours later, none of the homework was done. But he didn't miss anything in his room either. He wasn't asking where anything was. All he said was, I can't concentrate. And so then we went on and figured out what his issue was. But it's like, but I've done that to him. We've taken everything out. And he's like, there's doesn't maybe matter. Something.
Yeah.
But no.
See, that's crazy. I went to my daughter's bedroom today. And because we just moved, everything should be neat and organized and clean. Because, you know, what I found is when you purge and now you're getting organized, you realize how many things that you have of something that you should, like, I'll never buy another, you know, face moisturizer for probably 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
I have bottles upon bottles upon bottles. Now, I noticed this morning. I mean, I've been noticing, like, Neosporin. I think I have 72 tubes. Every time I get a cut, I couldn't find one, so I'd go buy another tube of Neosporin. Well, now I'll never have to buy that again. Tweezers. You know, it's like, you know, I don't must have
When my dad moved, to me, this was the funniest thing. When we helped my dad move a couple of years ago, I have never seen, you know, those spoon rests that you have like in the kitchen to, you know, rest the spoon. He must have had 10 spoon rests.
Now, that's an odd one.
Who has 10 spoon rests?
I have no clue.
He did have a number of like really weird things. Like,
yeah, that's a, you would think, is he collecting them? Like my aunt, she collects like bells. Like little bells from everywhere. Was maybe he was collecting spoon rests from everywhere he went.
No, there were a couple of things like that where like I could tell he'd had like a big cooking thing or a big project and he couldn't find what he needed, so he just went out and bought it. So there were random weird things that he had a lot of, which I think is hilarious. And I think that's how most people end up with 100%. A lot of things.
Well, so I opened my daughter's one of her drawers today. Now, we're still supposed to be in that neat, clean, organized phase, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she would probably say it was because all of these things I'm going to say are in one drawer. I was shocked at the amount of hairbrushes and curling irons she had in one, like, in one drawer. Like, I can't even tell you.
Why?
It's the same kind of hairbrush, too.
Is she a hairstylist?
No. No, she's not. And a lot of times she just wears that high pony bun.
I don't know if I've ever even seen her with her hair down now that I think about it.
Right. So I was like, wait, what? No. We've got to throw some of that. You're using a really large drawer for tons of appliances for your hair that you never use. And why all these hairbrushes? Oh, and by the way, who's bought all those hairbrushes? 9 out of 10 of them are me, because I had the hairbrush, well, and no longer could find it. So I go buy another one, couldn't find it. Now I just found them all.
Yeah.
They're in her drawer. And I've asked her several times, do you have my hairbrush? No, I don't have it. Because she would do this thing where, you know how you have, you're set in your ways, like especially when you get ready in the morning, you've got your stuff. Whether if you're a guy, you've got your razor, your shaving cream. If you're a woman, you've got your hairbrush, curly iron, whatever. Well, if one of those main things are missing, obviously it's very clear. And you're like, well, it's not like I would just take my curly iron or my hairbrush into another room. I mean, I'm always using it here, right? And so she, 9 out of 10 times, I would find it in her room. But that's only after me looking for it for 10 minutes, thinking, did someone put it somewhere else? Like, did my husband, you know, try to straighten up in here and put it somewhere else? And then I find it in her room. And I'd say to her, you've got, if you borrow something or take something from my room, you've got to bring it back. And then I was telling someone this story and they said, oh, you know how I fixed my daughter? I went in her room and got some stuff that she used every day and I hid it. So I went in her room and I took this, all her whole makeup bag.
Oh no.
Hit it. And it took her like 2 days to even think it would be me, because why would I be taking her makeup bag, right?
So she thought she lost it.
So she comes in, you didn't happen to take my makeup bag, did you? I go, yes, I did. Where is it? I go, I hid it. Why would you do that? I said, because that's what I am doing every morning when you take my stuff out of my bathroom and don't bring it back. It's like I'm playing hide and seek with it every day, and I don't have time in the morning for this. So I hope that by me doing that, you'll think next time before you take something out of my room and not bring it back. It lasted for like a good 6 months.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then just recently.
Well, you may have to do it again.
I think
she is still a child. Sometimes they need to learn the same lesson more than once.
Even adults do. I mean, sometimes I need to learn more than once.
We do. And speaking of that, I think that's a great segue to our other sponsor, SeatSitters.com. Because how many times have you gone on a trip and you come home sick and you're sick and you're like, I know it was from germs on the airplane, yet you don't do anything about it next time you fly.
Exactly. And even though I said I don't want to bring anything else in my house, I do have a couple seat sitter kits.
Oh, yeah.
Ready and ready for our next trip that we have coming up is these seat sitter kits to keep us safe and healthy on our trip. Because my daughter and I are going on a trip for like 2 weeks and I definitely do not want to be sick on that trip. So we all do things to keep ourselves healthy, like eat right and exercise. So why aren't we proactive more and do things that can help us stay healthy? And that includes avoiding germs. And one of the germiest places you'll find are airplanes. People are getting in and out of the airplane all the time, and the seats aren't being cleaned and sanitized. And even when you're on flights, you see people hacking and coughing and sneezing and blowing their nose. And where do you think those germs are going? And they're in that contained environment, so they don't have any open air to get out. Well, that's exactly why SeatSitter's travel kit was created, for clean, healthy travel. The kit comes with a seat cover, 2 sanitary wipes, a tray table cover, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. And all of this for under $20 per kit. So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member. Order your SeatSitter kit today at SeatSitters.com. So don't go on vacation and get sick, and don't come back from a great vacation and get sick.
Exactly.
Right? Protect yourself from those germs. SeatSitters.com.
All right, I'm going to make a confession.
Oh, good.
Because I'm trying to, at this point, clear out my basement.
Okay.
And there's some bins of stuff down there. I also have a hard time getting rid of some of the toys that my children were really attached to.
Yep.
like I'm winnowing it down, but I think there's going to be, and it's okay to hang on to a bin of those, right?
I think like if it's more than a bin, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But if you've got one bin, here's the thing I'm learning. So there's a bunch of bins still at my mother-in-law's house that we haven't moved to our house yet.
Mm-hmm.
If none of us can name what are in those bins,
yeah,
should they just be given away? Why even bring the decision making back into my life?
You know what? It's maybe you should donate them to what's that show on like
like Storage
HGTV.
Wars.
Yes.
Yeah,
people can bid on them.
That would be awesome. But then you know when they are opening up, I'll be like, no, not my dressy Bessie doll that I had as a child. Not her. Well, I had plans for her. She was going to be, you know, hanging from my rearview mirror. I mean, what am I going to do with Dressy Bessie at
exactly.
this point? But I still have her.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. My grandma made her all these. You just gave me a weird look. She just looked at me like, oh, now that's a problem, my Dressy Bessie?
No, I think that's actually adorable. I was just at the Toy Museum in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember if there's a Dressy Bessie in there.
Oh, I hope she should get a place in there.
I can't remember. I remember looking at all the dolls to see if my doll was in there. My doll did not make the cut.
Aww.
I know. I have a bin of, you remember scrapbooking?
I do. I did not do it. But I
tried because my sisters did it.
Oh, my sister's a huge scrapbooker.
And they made these beautiful books and they were all like, you know, written and had fancy letters with the pictures. And I tried and it is not in my skill set.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of the stuff. And there was also a couple of years in a row, I handmade all our Christmas cards. Because all you really need is like a Christmas tree punch and a glue stick. And it looks kind of fancy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you know, I had time and you could sit and do it at night. And so I've got this bin full of a bunch of scrapbooking stuff. And honestly, I had not opened it in years. And then last year, I was doing something for Christmas, decorating something, and I pulled out. Oh, I was like, oh, I've got all this stuff. I know I should just get rid of it.
Yeah.
You
should just list it on that home next door. Say, I have a bin of scrapbooking materials. Who wants it?
I know, but part of me is like, what if there's something in there I will need? And which I know I could go out and buy.
Right.
You gotta
let it go. You'll feel good.
You think?
I do. Because like, first of all, when I saw people scrapbooking, all I could picture is where would I store all those scrapbooks and how many times am I gonna pull those out? You know what I mean? My mind was even thinking like that. Like I didn't have the skill set to do scrapbooking either or the patience for it. But I was like, all those big books for every occasion. It was like,
oh,
they
had
every occasion was a scrapbook. Like, where are we storing all these books? I went and got all my pictures put on like, what do you call the things you stick?
Flash drive?
Yes.
Ooh.
I sent it to a company. You can like literally just send boxes of photos because first of all, hardly anyone looks through photo albums anymore. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen one get pulled out in a long time. And I was, you know, I bought photo albums. I was like, should I go through and put them all in this? And then I heard about this company that you just send them all these pictures and it literally all comes back in this neat little box all on a flash drive. They send you your pictures back so you can keep them or throw them away if you want. But now they're all
digitalized.
Yes. And it made my life
much
easier. Do
they do video too?
Yeah.
Because because you know we lost our cat a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And we have lots of video. This is the one thing we were all at the ceremony we had for the cat. We were all telling stories. And of course, my husband goes all the way back to when the cat and his twin brother, when we first got them and they were tiny and we had one of those little fishing things that you have for cats, we would make them jump so high. Like they would get waist high.
Wow.
Like they would get such height. And that was his favorite thing. And we have some of that on video, but it's on like my daughter was asking because I think she wanted to take some of it home, but she said, that's all on VHS, isn't it?
Right.
Because it was when she was little. And I'm like, yeah.
They do that.
They do?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if you look, there's typically a Groupon for this. There's a couple of the companies that do it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe that's how I'm going to start with my minimizing then. Maybe I start with all my
feel so happy when
digital
it's all
stuff.
Yep.
And that'll help me make the move to, because I do want to do that.
Yeah.
Because, and I hate to say this, but I'm at the age now, well, plus just the odds. You live, you know, I feel like every day you live, your odds of continuing on go down. Because, you know, accidents can happen. We're all
right.
Getting older. And it's like,
I hope you're not thinking about this a lot.
Maybe too much.
Oh, my
God. But I'm also like, boy, if somebody had to come in my house.
Oh, no, I think about that all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
So I want to get it
I agree. I am like, what if there was a plane crash?
Exactly.
And people, they come in and they'd be like, what the heck were they doing with this? Uh-huh. Why did she need 27 facial moisturizers?
Or why is there a box of VHS tapes they never, like, yeah.
Yes.
Like, what's wrong with them?
I think about that a lot.
Okay, so I'm going to start there and hopefully make some steps. If you've got some tips, oh my gosh, if you've got some tips on how you are minimizing, how you are letting go of things, how you are
freeing up your life,
freeing up your space, we would love to know. StacyandLynnPodcast.com is our website. There we'll get you to all our social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Send us your pictures, and I'm going to start minimizing, and I'm going to share some pictures because that will force me to
there
do it.
There you go. Okay, good. We're going to hold you to that.
Thank you. Everybody make me accountable, but I would love to hear, we want to hear tips from you too.
Yeah, share it with all of our.
And everybody please concur with me. We want to see Lynn's new clean, organized spaces.
Oh, okay. I'll send some.
Yes, we need to see pictures of that
some,
too.
I mean. Yep.
All right. All your best tips. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next week.